गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जयो राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जयो राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। इस्कन प्रतिष्ठाता आचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्राज काचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड़ गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री 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 राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन जी महाराज की जय। श्री श्री ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री क्षेत्र श्री पुरुषोत्तम धाम की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन की श्री द्वारिका धाम की श्री बद्रिका धाम की श्री अयोध्या धाम की गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट 22 एंड 23। श्री सुकोवाच एवं कृष्णमुवामन्त्र्य सुरभी पयसात्मनः जडैराकाशगङ्गाया ऐरावत करोद्भुते इंद्र सुर शिर्षिभिः साकं चोदितो देवमातृभिः अभ्यसिंचित दशार्हम् गोविंद इति चाभ्यगात्। श्री सुकोवाच एवं कृष्णमुपामन्त्र्य सुरभिः पयसात्मनः जडैराकाशगङ्गाया ऐरावत करोद्भुतैः इन्द्रसुरर्षिभिः साकं चोदितो देवमातृभिः अभ्यसिञ्चितदसार्हम् गोविंद इजिच्छाभ्यदात्। श्री शुकोवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड एवं दस कृष्णम लॉर्ड कृष्ण उपामंत्य रिक्वेस्टिंग सुरभि मदर सुरभि पयसा विथ मिल्क आत्मनः हर ओन जले विद द वाटर आकाश गंगायाः अब द गंजेस फ्लोइंग थ्रू द हेवनली रीजन नोन आज मंदाकिनी ऐरावत अब इंद्रियस कैरियर द एलिफेंट ऐरावत कर बाय द ट्रंक उद्धृतै कैरिड इंद्रः लड इंद्र सुर बाय द डेमिगॉड्स ऋषिभिः एंड द ग्रेट सेजेस साकम अकंपनीड चोदितः इंस्पायर्ड देवः ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स मातृभिः बाय द मदर्स हेडेड बाय अदिति अभ्यसिंचित ही बेद दसारहम लॉर्ड कृष्ण डिसेंडेंट ऑफ किंग दसारह गोविंद इति आज गोविंद च एंड अभ्यधात ही नेम्ड द लॉर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस। इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड हैविंग दस अपील टू कृष्णा मदर सुरभि परफॉर्म्ड हिज वेडिंग सेरेमनी विथ हर ओन मिल्क एंड इंद्र ऑर्डर्ड बाय अदिति एंड अदर मदर्स ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स अनेंटेड द लॉर्ड विथ हेवनली गंगा वाटर फ्रॉम द ट्रंक ऑफ इंद्रस एलिफेंट कैरियर ऐरावत दस इन द कंपनी ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स एंड ग्रेट सेजेस लॉर्ड इंद्र कोरोनेटेड लॉर्ड कृष्ण द डिसेंडेंट ऑफ दशारह एंड गेव हिम द नेम गोविंद अकॉर्डिंग टू द आचार्यस परपट अकॉर्डिंग टू द आचार्यस बिकॉज इंद्र वॉज एम्बरेस्ड बाय हिज ब्लंडर ऑफ अटैकिंग वृंदावन ही वॉज रिलक्टेंट टू वर्शिप द लॉर्ड देयरफॉर द हेवनली मदर्स सच एज आदिति एनकरेज्ड हिम टू गो अहेड एंड डू सो फीलिंग अथराइज्ड बाय द एनकरेजमेंट ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स लेस अपन सी दैन ही इंद्र देन बेग द लॉर्ड इंद्र डिस्कवर्ड दैट द ब्यूटिफुल कावहर्ड बॉय नेम्ड कृष्ण इज इंडीड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितंश। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इन दिस टू वर्स वी आर हियरिंग द अभिषेक ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण एंड द नेम गिविंग सेरेमनी ऑफ कृष्ण एज गोविंद। So, Abhishek ceremony. We are doing Abhishek to please and to respect. In all temples also, in particularly in events of appearance, temples installation, or some special day, the deities were doing abhishek for them. So, doing puja, arati, abhishek, these are special respectful deeds through which we can please the Lord. So, why they did abhishek to Krishna? Because Indra, as we know, he was attacking the whole Brajamandal and want to finish it with all inhabitants, with all the cows and calves. Attempt to murder is also like murder. So he was such a blunder, crime he was planning to do, he was doing actually. But somehow or other, all of the Brajavasis, they took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna took them to Giriraj. And he held Giriraj mountain in his left hand. Actually, Indra is the Adhideva of Yan. All the senses is controlled by mind, and mind and senses both are getting their results through the result of karma, as per the decision of karma. So Indra, as the in charge of special senses, is called Karmendriya. Yan, he is the Adhideva of the Karmendriya. But now Lord himself, he is holding the whole mountain in his hand. So he proves, you are not the Adhideva, I am the Adhideva, by holding in his hand. Indratva means he is the Lord of the senses. But now Lord is going to prove himself that he is the supreme Lord of the senses. Go Indra is the Lord of the cows, caretaker of the cows. And go means also all our senses, also Indriyas. So he is also controller and attracting the senses of the devotees. So Indra, when he find out that what kind of offense he has done, so he was very much embarrassed, and he was not ready to face the Lord for his mistake. So somehow or other he consulted with Brahmaji. Brahma also encouraged, but don't worry. Brahma called Gomata Surabhi. So he told Indra to go with Surabhi and confess your mistake and beg excuse from Krishna. So when Devaraj Indra was coming to Govardhan to face Krishna, to beg excuse, of course Dev Gomata Surabhi was coming ahead, and all the rishis, Gandharvas, Charana, all the mothers of demigods, Devamatrikaha, all these Surya, Varuna, Agni, all these devatas, all of them they come to see. So when they arrived near Govardhan, Mata Surabhi, she was leading the party. So she told, no, we should not go all together, such a big group. Let Indra go alone. So she sent Indra alone. So Indra went alone, not in his car. He parked the car there, Airavata, and he went alone. And somewhere it is mentioned he even took out his shoes and go from there Dandavati, of her full Dandavat, and was going, not by walking, by foot. So, and Krishna, he was next to Govardhan. He was herding cows, he was sitting there. And Indra went and offered full Dandavat Pranam, and with folding hand he was praying. All other cowherd boys, they were looking, who is this guy? He's full of eyes in his body, looks like a big man. And why your little Krishna, he is sitting, why he is folding hand, praying something? They couldn't understand. They were just looking from far. And he offered so many prayers. Krishna didn't respond. Then finally again he offered dandavat and even prayers. Then Krishna told, don't worry, you go back to your place and do your duty. Don't worry. So then Krishna understood, at least I got some response. I think my job is there. I was too much arrogant. Now my senses are come to my mind is okay now. Now I go back to my place and do my duty. So when he stand aside, so then headed by Mother Surabhi, all the Rishi, Charana, Gandharva, Devata, Devamatra Kaha, Aditi and all that, they all in a group, they proceed, headed by Surabhi to Krishna. And Surabhi is the mother of cows, celestial cow. All these cows in this planet are the dynasty of Surabhi, Surabhi Vansa. So Krishna is always prove himself as Gopa. He likes, he always having his Aadhaar card ID proof as Gopa, Gopal. Though he born in Kshatriya family, here it means Dasarha. Dasarha means Jaduvansa. One of the dynasty in Jadu is called Dasarha. Bhoja, Dasarha, Andhaka, Brishni. It's like that. There are 10 dynasties. One of them is Dasarha Vansa. Though he took birth in Dasarha Vansa, in Kshatriya family, but Krishna didn't show himself as a Kshatriya. Because from childhood, he was taken care here in Brajamandal. And he didn't go to any school. There nobody was going to school in Brajamandal. Everybody, they are training from the childhood to herd cows, take care of cow dung, cow urine, and take care of cows, all these things, how to milk and everything in cows, take care of cows. So Krishna was in that field. So he was herding cows and he likes so much. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but he wants to take care of cows. Because by nature Krishna is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He is always caring and protecting Veda, Brahmana and Go. All these three, all the Devatas, Brahmanas, Rishis, they are all always getting help from cows. Without cows, they cannot progress. They have to do all the jagya, everything from cow's product. So, cow is always needed for Devata, Veda, Rishi, all of them. So Krishna, to protect all this, so he also want to protect cows. So all the demigods are in cow's body also. So Krishna loved to take care of cows, to be with the cows. That's why he named after cows as Gopala, the perfect caretaker of cows. Nobody can be such a caretaker like Gopal, Krishna. He started herding cows when he was 5 years old, 5+. And not only few cows or 100 cows, 9 lakhs of cows, his own and other village people do cows. Lakhs and lakhs of cows. And a 5-6 year old boy, and he was taking care, the whole day he was taking care of them. Everybody was astonishing how he can do it. But he proved it. So that way he is perfect caretaker of cows. All these cows in the Brajamandala, when they were taken care of by Krishna, then they were not ready to be taken care of by any other person. No. Krishna is not only a caretaker of cows. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the super soul of all each living entity. Everybody is controlled and maintained and cared by Krishna. Krishna is the super soul. We are loving ourselves because Krishna is there. So actually indirectly we are loving Krishna only. We don't know that. So the same Krishna, he liked to take care of cows. And Indra was planning to kill all the cows in Brajamandal. So Brahma told Surabhi to go and see. And such a big event happened there. Indra was trying to, for 7 days, for a weekend, he tried his best, Indra. So Surabhi got the message that nothing happened. Indra take care of everything. Krishna take care of everything. So Surabhi Mata was sent by Brahmaji to help Indra to beg excuse. But in this mission, Gomata Surabhi came, and when he met Krishna at the feet of Govardhan, she never discussed about Indra. She never discussed any offense of Indra and didn't appeal Krishna to please be merciful upon Indra. No. She didn't say anything about that. Why? Because only for that she came. She was sent to Krishna only for that. But she didn't discuss anything. Because Devamata, the Gomata Surabhi, she knows very well who Krishna is. She knows very well that Krishna is the all-knower, Sarvajna Shiromani. Not only Sarvajna, Krishna is always merciful to each and every living entity, always. So, and he is Kritajna. Kritajna means anything you are doing, anything you are planning to thinking of doing, before you plan, he knows. Kritajna. So, why will waste, why just waste time by discussing all that has happened? Krishna knows everything, detail. So she decided not to again recite Indra's offense and pray for Indra. She said, no. So it's better to surrender at the feet of Krishna and accept his blessings. Blessings are there. We have to receive it. How to receive the blessings? Just by surrendering and doing service. So this is the way to get excuse. This is the way to get blessings. This is the way to please the Lord and his party, his devotees. What? Two ways. Samarpan and Seva. You have to surrender and serve as per their desire. So Surabhi thought that better we should do that. So with all these demigods, Devamatrika, Rishi Charana Gandharva, Indra was there too, all of them. So Surabhi Mata, she thought better we should take shelter of Krishna, and they came to Krishna with folded hand, pray. Already prayers you have, what? The request of Surabhi and headed by all the demigods. So you have already discussed that. So now she invited Krishna, please give us a chance that we want to do Abhishek ceremony. Abhishek ceremony is special respectful function. If you want to respect somebody, this is a Vedic way to do Abhishekam, Arati, Puja, Pranam, all these things. So Surabhi Mata, she arranged the Abhishek ceremony of Krishna. So how she is doing Abhishek? There was no big kansel, there was no all this Abhishek table, there was no all this arrangements what we are doing in our altar, nothing was there. So here it is mentioned how Surabhi Dev, Gomata Surabhi, with all demigods, Indra and everybody. So how they perform Abhishek ceremony? So here it is mentioned, when Krishna gave his consent, okay, you go ahead. So immediately, Gomata Surabhi payasatmanah, by her own milk, she didn't order from Gosala to get some milk for Abhishekam. No. By her own milk, means Gomata Surabhi took her, she can do that. She go up and just placed herself on the top of Krishna. Krishna was sitting on a stone piece near Govardhan, and Surabhi just climbed upon him like a takeoff. She took up in the air, in the sky, and posed himself just in the top of Krishna and start pouring milk from his milk bag. From her own milk, that is the ceremony, Abhishek ceremony. Direct Dugdha Abhishekam. Kamadhenu Surabhi Mata. Directly she pour milk directly on the head of Krishna. Without any lota or kanch or nothing. Directly milk's coming from milk bag of Gomata Surabhi and falling on the head of Krishna. Fresh milk. So, and not only milk, first Dugdhabhishekam. After Dugdhabhishekam, then there was no Panchagabhya or Panchamritam. So, direct first Dugdhabhishekam directly, and then Deva Matruka, the headed by Aditi and all that, they encouraged Indra. Hey, Surabhi Mata is doing, you are offender, you do also, to please Lord. Now what do you do? She was fearing, no, she encouraged. So inspired by Deva Matruka and the Rishi Gandharvas, so Indra feel encouraged, so I can do that also. So but Indra cannot flow milk, see, so there was no milk. Milk is coming directly from milk bag of Gomata. So he will do Jalabhishekam. Surabhi Mata did Dugdhabhishekam, and Indra and all rishis, they want to do Jalabhishekam. Where from the Jala? Govinda Kunda is not there at that time. So Jala, Indra immediately ordered his carrier elephant. That elephant is not ordinary elephant. To elephant, Airavata immediately went to Akas Ganga. Actually, these Tirthas here, Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Kabari, no. Go to the heavenly branches. Really, really clear crystal water of Mandakini, Akas Ganga. From there, pure celestial water through his trunk. Kara Udhrutai. So Airavata brought maybe how many 100 liters so he brought, and Indra and Rishi with their chant, they must be chanting some mantras, Abhishek mantra, and they pour that water, that pure Akasa Ganga water, and that milk and water, both Abhishek, no other ingredients were there. And special Abhishek ceremony, it is mentioned in Puranas that when they are doing this kind of Abhishek to Krishna next to the Giriraj, in the feet of Giriraj, so much milk directly, because Kamadhenu Surabhi Mata is abundance of milk, hundreds and hundreds of liters of milk coming down, and hundreds of liters of pure celestial water was coming down and bathing Krishna and flowing the water, and the water get together there. That is called Govinda Kundam, Sakra Kunda. In Purana it is mentioned as Sakra Kunda. Sakra means Indra. Because Indra performed this Abhishek, and this Abhishek jal, the water of Abhishek milk with water, they get together there. So they make this Kunda. And after performing Abhishek, all these rishis, Devasa, Gandharva, Charana, and Surabhi Mata, and Deva Mata, and Indra all together, after Abhishek they started praying. They praying, oh my dear Lord, Surabhi Mata specially, he said, oh my dear Lord, from today onwards we want to coronate you as the Indra of cow community. Let this Indra, this Purandara, this offender, this criminal Purandara Indra, let be Indra of others, but we don't want to accept him because he was attempting to kill all of us, our family. He was trying to kill the Vrajamandala and the Vrajavasis, so we are rejecting. We are rejecting this Indra, we are accepting you as our maintainer, as our caretaker, as our leader, as our Indra. So all these Govansa, they, many cows also headed by Surabhi, they are there. They all request, please accept the leadership of cows, the caretaker of cows. So because all of them coronate Krishna as the Indra of cows, go. So go Indra, Govinda. So the Govinda name was given by Gomata Surabhi to Krishna. Indra was there and he also accepted. If Krishna will question, Hari Baba, this is not proper. This Indra, Purandara, was offered the name as Indra, the post of Indra by Brahma. Brahma is the authority. So how can you, a cow, make me Indra? Huh? You are not authority. So Surabhi Mata saying, you already told before that, no. I am also authorized by Brahma also. Brahma sent me. So I am, by the authority of Brahma, I am coronating you and giving this new name. You are our leader. You are Govinda. So this place is this kunda that so much water with milk get together. That place is called Govinda Kunda, Sakra Kunda. Till it is there, if you are going to Govardhan Parikrama sometime, you can see that Govinda Kunda and you can remember that this is the place where our dear Lord Krishna, Gopala, was getting Abhishek from Surabhi Mata and Indra with all the demigods, rishis, and Gandharva Charan, all of them. They performed special Abhishek with milk and celestial water there. So this is also a special place of Govardhan Parikrama, the Govinda Kundam. Even our parampara, Sri Madhavendra Puripad, who is the spiritual master of Ishwar Puripad. Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came hundreds of years ago, he came to Vrindavan, he went to Govardhan. He decided to stay there, Govinda Kunda. That was so perfect selected place among the whole Parikrama mark. Govinda Kunda is one of the best place selected by Madhavendra Puripad. After performing his Parikrama, he sat down there and doing his bhajan. And Sakhyat Gopal, he met him there. So that old temple is there on the top of hill. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that how Gopal himself came personally and then came in dream, and that this event happened near Govind Kund. Somebody saying that tree, particular Kadamba tree, is still there. Under history, Madhavendra Puri was performing bhajan and he saw directly Gopal. At that time, Gopal also carrying milk for him. So, Madhavendra Puri could not do Abhishek. He recognized after, but Gopal allowed mercifully to do Abhishek after installation of the deity. So Gopal DT, then Madhavendra took and installed it on the top of the hill, Govardhan Hill, and performed special Abhishek and special Bhoga Annakutam. Each year in Govardhan Puja we are doing this ceremony followed by Madhavendra Puri's ceremony. We are the follower. The way he was doing, the morning he got the dream. He got the dream in the early morning. And he was with the help of Brajavasis, he took the DDT out and installed. And without any preparation, without any festival meeting, without any fundraising, by the noon time, such a huge festival, thousands and thousands of people, they get fed up, and special abhishek, special offering, arti, everything was done just spontaneous. This is proves that if the mercy of Lord is there, if the devotion is there, then everything will be perfect in time. So Madhavendra Puri, he was ajachaka vritti. He never asked anything to anybody, but still performed such a huge festival in that situation. So that proves what bhakti can do. So that happened near Govindakund there also. So that is the place where now we can relate, when you do Govardhan Parikrama, relate that place where Indra, Airavata, and all other demigods, and Deva Matas, and Surabhi Mata, and so many cows, they get together to recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and perform Abhishek. So anytime you want to please Lord, you want to respect Lord in some special day, then you should perform Abhishek. That is the Vedic system. That's why Indra knows that, all the Rishi, Maharshi, Devamata and Gomata, everybody knows that. So we are following the same system. This is our style. If you want to give somebody special respect, some sankalpa, abhisheka, puja, arati, all these things, it is needed. So any special day, sometimes we see Rajya Abhishekam. So Abhishinchati. Abhishinchati means you have to bathe with something. So sometimes it is mentioned Bhagavatam Rajo Abhishekam. If somebody wants to get devotion, they have to be perform Abhishek by the dust of the lotus feet of devotees. Mahat Pada Rajo Abhishekam. Raj Abhishek. How can we get Abhishek by the dust of the lotus feet of devotees? By serving them only. You can't get that much dust to get Abhishek. But by serving them by following their instruction. So here, for the Lord also, we have to serve Him. And how will serve Him? Just by surrendering Him. That's why Lord Himself, He declared, what you can do for me? Just forget everything. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Give up all religion. Just surrender unto me. Just surrender unto me. Don't fear. I will take care of you. I will take care of you. So that is surrendering process. Indra, after doing this blunder, now he is surrendering, serializing and surrendering, and getting encouraged and inspired by all the demigods and demigoddesses. So he is surrendering, official surrender. And Gomata, with all the cow community, they are also accepting Lord as Supreme Personality and accepting Him as a leader, and coronating Him as the leader of cow community, as Govinda, and surrendering Him. So, by following their footsteps, all the Indra, Gomata, all the Devata, all the Gomata, by following their footsteps, if we just, without considering anything, if we just try to surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna and try to go near to Him and try to serve Him, we cannot serve Krishna, we don't have any qualification. So, we can serve Krishna through serving His devotees. That we can do. Devotees are available and we are also qualified to do some service to the devotees. We are not at all qualified to do any service to Krishna. But we have to surrender to Krishna by doing service to the devotees of Krishna. That is the process. So that is what was taught by our acharyas, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He he all over the world he preached Krishna bhakti. He preached Krishna bhakti through the authentic way of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the basis. Books are the basis. So what? Say saranagati same. Just try to surrender Krishna in proper way and serve the devotees. These are the two key things. Surrender Krishna and serve the devotees. These are the two things. If we can do, then we can make our life successful. Hare Krishna. Yes. Pancha Gaura Prabhu ki jai.
Welcome, Maharaj. So sacrifices are required from Rajasuya to initiation and worship of demigods. Prabhupada's giving initiations 1969, so you can watch some of this up. Of course, there's many more details involved in the sacrifice, but you know, according to time, place, and circumstance. So when sacrifices are not performed to the extent as described in the Vedic literatures with all the paraphernalia and all the different ingredients and mantras, then is it still effective? I mean, then are the yajnas that we're doing, they're not really up to the standard of a Rajasuya?
Very good question. Just I mentioned, because here Abhishek ceremony performed only by water and milk. So Prabhuji is asking, if you do with elaborate paraphernalia and big way, if we are capable, then of course we have to do. In Vedic scripture, so many detail upacharas mentioned, so many mantras, so many ways. It will take 2-3 days to make prepare everything, adivasa, to get the ingredients and do perfect elaborate ravisekam. But they are in the feet of the heel of Govardhan, in the cow, they are not the cow community, they can do, they can give only their milk. And Indra, at that place, he could arrange only some water through his car. So whatever available, the work should be done. Abhishek ceremony should be performed in a simple way or elaborate detail way. So if we are capable of doing a detail way, we can do it. But if we cannot do something, just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Giriraj Sila to Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das said, I am like a beggar. How can I serve? I don't have anything. How can I serve? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't worry. You can collect tulsi leaves and a small pot of water. That's it. Ek gunja jal and tulsi dal. The Lord will be satisfied. But that doesn't mean we will do that and don't do any other things. No. If you are capable, then you want to please Lord in a very detailed, elaborate way. But nothing, at least you have to do something. Doing nothing is not good. Is it okay? Okay, here, then you are come.
You say Govinda was the first time to come in this material world.
Govinda name was given there in near Govardhan.
Yeah, but we know the Brahma Samhita, it is only Govinda.
Are Baba, you are thinking only 5,000 years only this first time happened? Millions of times this past time has taken place. Yeah, many, many Brahmas Abhishek has happened. So don't ask about the time. You will be in trouble. Yes, 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 yes.
Govinda.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for sharing. Maharaj, what is the difference between Surbhi Kund and Govinda Kund? Surbhi did a shift.
Yeah, in Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama, there is a Airavat Kund also. There is a Surabhi Kund also. There is a Govinda Kund also. Govinda Kund, where the Abhishek ceremony took place. And then after doing Abhishek, then Surabhi Mata also must have stand there. Or before Abhishek or after Abhishek, Surabhi, the car was parked there. Airavat parked there. So the parking place was there. So that Kund was there. And then event and parking place should be different, no?
So that Airavat and Surabhi Kund, they are not Abhishek places?
No. Abhishek place is only going to Kund. That is. That is parking area. Yes, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji is asking why Indra didn't take any bad reactions for Vaishnava.
Very original speaker.
Prabhuji is asking why Indra didn't take reactions for Vaishnava offense.
Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he excused him. He said, okay, no problem. There are other reasons too also, because when Indra was trying to do the blunder to Brajavasis, by that all the Brajavasis, all the cows, all the gopas, gopis, they get together for 1 week. They were together with Krishna. So they were praying for that. Krishna become happy, they become happy, they are become so blissful. Indra was trying to make them unhappy, but they become the biggest happy, super blissful. So they were happy. Why they will become angry? And Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Maharaj ki. Maharaj ki.